They're considering sending a letter either to the Iranian supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, or to the Iranian people as a gesture of friendship and non-aggression to make the point that the new administration in Washington is not interested in regime change in Tehran and is interested, genuinely interested, in better relations. So a real attempt to leap over the heads of hardliners like President Ahmadinejad and send a message to the Iranian people that this is a new administration with new policies and not a threat.
Barack Obama has so far set great store with setting the right tone in his diplomatic relations with everyone else in the world, really.
Yeah, this is really what he's talked about, rebooting America's image. You can see that there are 8 years of the Bush administration has created a lot of impasses in world affairs, in U.S. relations with a lot of the world, with the Middle East and with Iran in particular. And these impasses have really dogged and prevented any kind of progress on some of the most difficult and intractable issues out there, like the Iranian nuclear program, completely jammed for the past few years, at least 4 years. This is an attempt to, by changing the tone, see if there's some wiggle room, some room for maneuver when it comes to negotiations, without giving up, at least initially, the US Western position that there can't be real progress until Iran stops enriching uranium.
Isn't there a bit of a problem with going down the route of sending this letter to the Iranian people, in that President Ahmadinejad, who's just given a tub-thumping speech, sort of waving goodbye to George Bush, is going up for re-election this summer, and the Obama administration won't want to do anything that will strengthen his hand in the election?
Yeah, that is a dilemma for the Obama administration. They seem to have looked at this and decided that it's worthwhile all the same. And it looks from Ahmadinejad's rhetoric the other day that he is either unwilling or incapable of taking a political gift when it's being offered to him. He continued to slag off America. And given the context of a new administration talking much softer tones, that's likely to damage him in the eyes of the Iranian voters. And perhaps more importantly, given the nature of the Iranian electoral system, it may cause disquiet in the circle around the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
Meanwhile, Julian, there's been a significant thaw in relations between the United States and Russia. Russia's suspending its plans to site missiles in Europe. It believes that the Obama administration will be reconsidering George Bush's plans for a missile defense shield in Eastern Europe. Do you think that's a significant move?
Extremely significant. And another case of where a change of tone from Washington has managed to unjam some of these intractable issues. And that really was a huge problem in relations between the US and Moscow. It held everything up. To some extent, progress on Iran was being held up as a hostage to the National Missile Defense System that the Bush administration was so keen on setting up in East Europe. Russia saw it as a direct threat. The situation had reached a really tenuous, precarious moment when you have this change in Washington. And now you see Obama hasn't said definitively he's going to scrap the missile defense set up in Poland and Czech Republic, but at least there is now breathing room, and this, I think, will lead to perhaps some dramatic progress in U.S.-Russian relations.
And how might an improvement in U.S.-Russian relations help Washington's relationship with Tehran?
Very much so, because Russia has really been the back marker when it comes to putting pressure on Iran. If Russia was more on board in putting pressure on Iran on its nuclear program, then the dynamics, as seen from Tehran, the diplomatic dynamics may seem very different, and it may change the calculation from Tehran's point of view and push it towards some kind of accommodation, some sort of agreement in which uranium enrichment is either suspended or put under some kind of international a consortium, which would be an extremely important step forward in a very dangerous problem.